Hey guys, this is my first time recording after my recent episode, and you know, I've been listening to the episode and I've been on social media posting, and I've been moving, and I've been doing a lot personally, but I wanted to come and tell you guys that, you know, I'm looking more and more into this Jussie situation, and to be honest with you, I am going to take a step back. You know, I still feel the way I feel about him being a liar and everything that's going on with him and the evidence and Chicago PD and all that kind of stuff. But I honestly, at this point, can't really form an opinion on the subject based on the things that I'm slowly finding out day by day. You know, I'm listening to other people's opinions. I'm one of those people that, you know, I can't sit in the way I feel about something. I like to engage in conversation with other people. I like to go back and forth on Facebook, talk to people on Instagram, and just to see how everybody else is feeling. I'm one of those people that I like to gain knowledge from that. And from the recent conversations that I've had, you know, I realized that there is, you know, a point in here where we can see that maybe, you know, if Jussie is lying, which I do feel like he is, then maybe this is coming from a place that we definitely should be looking at and definitely should be looking for. And mental health is what I heard somebody else speak about. Like, if he is lying, why would he lie about this? What things have he went through to want to do this? And what can we do as a community to make him feel better? You know what I mean? At the end of the day, he did lie, which is a little far-fetched to me, and I have to learn. I'm learning that. But, you know, I can honestly say that as a community, I'm feels good that to see that there are some people who are like seeing past all of this and wanting to still wonder more, okay, what's going on with Jussie, you know, and I can respect that. And shout out to all those people who are those kind of people, because I am one of those people that I'm more of a God of War type, attack, attack, attack. But, you know, I'm still learning about myself and the ways that I could change. So welcome to me being a little transparent and saying that, hey, Clyde, you might not be completely correct in how you feel about this situation. Take some time to learn some more information, and it may change your look on that. Hopefully people take, you know, the steps that I'm taking and want to do that for themselves.
Hold the fuck up. Billy Porter and Christian Siriano. Bitch, I had to take a dramatic pause just for that. Let's talk about this motherfucking iconic moment right here, okay? Because I swear to God, if this is not in the motherfucking history books of fashion down the road, I'm going to be pissed the fuck off. Seriously, Billy fucking Porter from Pose FX, which is a show that is about ballroom culture, showing the history of the ballroom scene. If you haven't seen it, please watch it, because it is a turning moment in TV, to be honest with you, and a turning moment in the community that I'm a part of, especially being LGBT and the ballroom community, which I've stuck my head in a few times, but I haven't really been successful in making a name in that scene. But Billy Porter played an amazing character, and apparently they were nominated, or he was nominated for an Oscar, I believe. And he showed up in a motherfucking tuxedo gown. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. Made by no one else who I could think of to make that besides fucking Christian Siriano. You know, I've been following Christian Siriano since he appeared on Project Runway, and this was the same time as I was rising as a fashion designer. So I see him and I'm like, yes, if I had a dream, that would kind of be where I want to be, but not really. I like Christian Siriano. I like where he's at. I like how he's creating those red carpet looks, you know what I mean? Like those bomb ass red carpet looks, even on the most unlikely of people, is Christian Siriano. You know what I mean? Look at the situation that we're in here. So Billy Porter is wearing a tuxedo dress designed by Christian Siriano. It is looks like it's made out of velvet, and it's probably a lot more beautiful, way more beautiful in person than it is in the photos that we're seeing here. And he was actually inspired by Hector Extravaganza, who is a pioneer in the ballroom scene, who's done a similar look, you know. And I was thinking about, like,
me being a devil's advocate, I'm like, who else could have designed that dress besides Christian Siriano? And you know who I thought of? I thought of Zach motherfucking Posen. Zach Posen is another designer of mine that's a favorite and who's been creating those iconic gowns on the red carpet. You know what I mean? Because that is what I really see here, is I really don't see a man in a dress. I actually just see this beautifully made tuxedo gown. It's like, oh my God. And it's no shade to Billy Porter, but I need to see that gown in an editorial, sis. Like, it's no motherfucking shade. He wore the fuck out of that. But the whole point of me talking about that is for this motherfucking gown, bitch. Like, did you see it? Like, I need to see pictures and angles and close-ups of this motherfucking garment, because I want to see more, because Christian Siriano is a designer that loves black. You know what I mean? He's one of those people that will use black to make those bold statements. But in that black fabric is probably seams and folds and pleats and cuts that I want to see up close. You know what I mean? Because I feel like some people are just seeing like, oh, he just made a blazer and stuck a skirt at the bottom of it. And I'm just like, no, man, I have to examine this dress in person just to see the beauty in it. But of course, you know, you got those people always talking about, you know, men in dresses on the red carpet and what people like to see. But I'm not going to talk about that, because that's negativity and I don't feel like reaching through this phone and choking nobody. You know what I mean? You know, I hear people talking about it and I'm not really disagreeing with them, because I do feel like that the media chooses to highlight certain things and use certain words to describe certain things. But that's neither here or there. The media does a lot of things that we don't like. I don't even understand why. See, that's a whole nother podcast. But anyway, the dress was beautiful. The moment was amazing. Glenn Close's fucking reaction to it is exactly how I feel. Because I'm pretty sure seeing that in person is like, oh my God. I'm so looking forward to seeing those forward red carpet looks. Because to be honest with you, I'm tired of seeing a woman in a suit and then everyone's be like, oh yes, that's powerful, that's feminism. All right, bitches, we coming through in tuxedo gowns. What's up? Hey guys, so for today's podcast, I'm actually going to go over some Facebook posts that I've posted this week, because I've been a little sassy this week on Facebook. So I've posted a while back that I'm actually doing a 6-month Facebook experiment, where I actually have been posting, saying, and sharing things just to see the kind of reaction that I get from people. What I've realized lately is that my social media circle that I have is very picky, choosy about the things that they like from me. This started a while ago when I stopped posting pictures of myself and started posting pictures of my work. And I realized that people will rather see pictures of me than pictures of my work. So I was started from there and started saying like, hey, are people only interested in like my personal life as opposed to what I do? And what I do is only a part of really my personal life, and people will really prefer the rawness of who I am. So I went on a social media experiment where I'm just going to be like, hey, Clyde, you're just going to post a series of outlandish things beside things that are true, beside your actual work marketing yourself, and seeing what people really, really are drawn to. And I'm kind of upset at the fact that people are really more drawn to the drama of my life as opposed to me posting pictures of my work. You know, what I've noticed is that I posted, I'll share a link to my website. I'll post something and then I'll share something outlandish just to see what's getting more attention. And it's always the most outlandish, or the one that's more negative in my opinion, that's getting the most attention. But what this particular podcast is for is just talking about the things that I choose to say on Facebook that tend to stir the pot, as some people will say. So what I like to do on my Facebook sometimes is like to give people information about fashion, as I would say, that most people wouldn't take the time to know, while low-key throwing some shade and spilling tea at the same time. Not even trying to be funny. I don't give a fuck. I'm messy.
give a fuck. You know, sometimes you gotta say some messy shit in order for people to really see who you are and really what you're trying to say. So my first post came from Tuesday, it seems like, and I said, I was recommended a long time ago by my girl, Zena. She's a great makeup artist. I've actually worked with her once, and she's amazing, and I love her work. She recommended that I watch Trigger Warning by Killer Mike. And I thought that was interesting because Killer Mike is a rapper and a musician who's been making some episodes on Netflix, and I decided to look into it. She told me, you know, it was a highly recommended, and I had another friend that commented and said, yes, you should definitely watch that. So I was like, okay, let me go for it. And I could not get past the first episode. So I don't know if you are watching or have watched Trigger Warning by Killer Mike on Netflix. I would say give it a watch just because, but to be honest with you guys, I didn't get past episode one. So what he did in his first episode was he decided, you know, talking about the black community and us supporting each other. He actually brought up segregation where, you know, we went to black stores and bought from black farms and wore black clothes because that's the only thing we could get because we weren't allowed in certain places or spaces. So he brought up the black dollar and that whole thing. You can watch the whole episode to listen to it more. But excuse me. So what I wanted to bring up is the fact that he decided that for 3 days he was going to only support black businesses, which means he was going to only eat at black restaurants, black at black stores. He was even trying to transport himself from Atlanta to Athens, Georgia, only black, you know, black things. Completely cool. He had found a bike company that was black owned that he could ride a bike from Atlanta to Athens. He actually went out and found a bus company to commute him the rest of the way. He starved himself, it seemed like, really trying to find a black restaurant that's buying food from black farms. He ended up finding it at the end of the day, and it was a great history moment for me because I didn't know anything about that. But you know what he really, really forgot to talk about? And it actually made me upset because I was looking forward to the conversation. He did not talk about black fashion. You know, wanting to support and taking the effort to do all of these things, but still wearing a white man's clothes. That was so backwards to me. I felt like that was an awesome moment for him to really dig deep in his roots and find those black seamstresses and those black designers that have been making clothes for years and probably can find fabric that actually probably was imported from Africa. But once again, was he ready to step out of that box and actually be black and support black only, erasing the symbolism in fashion that comes with supporting a black fashion brand? So he didn't touch on that. So after that first episode, I was like, yeah, bro, canceled. I wasn't watching that anymore because it seems like that, like everyone else, he's picking and choosing what he wants to support, because I felt like that him supporting a black restaurant, that's completely okay. But I saw that he did not want to eat the black restaurant's food because it wasn't grown at a black farm. And I'm just like, wow. And he did not touch on the clothes on his back. Wow, that's really picking and choosing what you want to talk about. But hey, Facebook topic number one. That was that. So another thing that I wanted to talk about is that I'm one of those people that I get kind of itchy and salty on social media when I see things happen in the creative industry that I'm just like, wow, people really are accepting anything. And I think it's because I went to school for art, where I just have this high taste for how art is supposed to be. And I feel like people aren't hitting the mark, and it's still hitting the ways of people supporting it and buying it. And I'm just like, wow, you know. But I can't be mad at people for doing that. That's something that I have to work on with myself, okay? But once again, I'm still a work in progress. So one of my Facebook posts was, let's not confuse businesses that wholesale clothes as fashion, okay? What I mean by that is that let's not confuse those people that's really just wholesaling clothing and then pushing it out there as actually fashion design. You know, there are boutiques out there. You know, there are boutiques. Those boutiques buy clothes from wholesalers and resell them to the public. That is a boutique. Now, there are people out there that are showcasing themselves as designers and clothing lines when they're really just wholesaling clothes from someone else and then marking up the price to resell to you. You know, and sometimes those people get into fashion shows and events and things like that where they're like, oh, this is my fashions and stuff like that. And it's just more of like, no, you're kind of like a independent H&M right now, and it's no shade. But you can't take that away from people. But it's all about finding those lines about what we really are and what we're really doing. You know what I mean? Because there's nothing wrong with you buying clothes wholesale and reselling them to the public. That's completely okay. But honestly, if you're out there doing fashion shows and being a part of that, you're just wasting your product to me. But once again, neither here nor there, that's on you. Another topic, okay? Getting real sassy. I do not think t-shirt design is fashion. It's graphic design that can be used in a fashion context. My opinion, though. So I posted this on Wednesday. And what I meant by that is that people get confused with the whole t-shirt design, graphic design thing, and how it relates to fashion. You know, in my opinion, I think graphic designers have developed a new eye and a new wave or a new look to what was simply at one time just the t-shirt. You know, now the t-shirt has replaced the blank white canvas in a way where graphic designers have a way to make their concepts and their ideas move throughout time and space without it just being, you know, a printed flyer or a piece of paper. You know, it becomes a piece of clothing that travels and moves, almost like how fashion designers take the time to cut, paste, sew, you know, garments together to move through that same space and time. So what I'm saying by saying let's, you know, I don't think that t-shirt design is fashion, it's because it's not. The t-shirt itself is a part of fashion, but they are not creating fashion. This is still art to me. The putting it on a t-shirt is merely allowing it to live in a way. And I think graphic designers really do an awesome job at that. I'm clarifying that because someone I knew had just gotten into Vogue Italia from a t-shirt that they designed. And I'm like, perfect example of it being fashion in context. You know, that shirt by itself isn't considered fashion until it's bought into a context and a space and a time, and it is captured in a way. You know what I mean? And that's what I mean by that. I don't want to take away from graphic designers and creating fashion lines, but they're not really cutting and sewing. So that's where it takes away from me as fashion, but what they're doing is still design. Get what I'm saying? Clarifying that. The next shady post for today. There are people who take pictures and then there are photographers, okay? Then there is photography and then there is fashion photography, okay? So what I meant by that is that I work at a art studio. So I look at photography almost, I'm not even lying to you. That's literally my job, is to look at photography every day. These beautiful images that these photographers submit and that we print, assemble, and then ship out. So when I say that there's a difference, you know, there are people who can take pictures as a hobby. You know, like I know one of my friends on Facebook, he just got him a camera and he's taking pictures of all these beautiful black girls. And I'm like, yes, awesome. That is amazing. You know, I'm not saying that he is not a photographer, but he's taking pictures. You know, I wouldn't put it past that. I'm sure that he wants to be more than where he is now, but I'm not saying that he is that. And he's taking great pictures of beautiful women. And over time, he will become an amazing photographer from that if he continues to push the craft, is what I'm saying. And then I went to say, then there is photography and then there's fashion photography. Okay? Just because you just shot your homegirl's wedding does not mean you can shoot an editorial for Vogue. It's two different things. It's two different concepts. It's two different perspectives. It's two different angles. And no shade, it's probably two different camera lenses. But I don't even know that much about photography. I dropped out of the class in school because I wanted the camera more than I wanted to learn about it. But that's all I'm going to say on that because I'm pretty sure I got more to say later. So another post is... This one was really fucked up. No shade. You might want to drop that $750 on a clothing construction class instead of LA Fashion Week. But what do I know? Shrugging emoji. It is what it is. I said it. You know, if you don't know, these fashion marketing groups out here are coming up out of nowhere, finding the hotel spaces and advertising that they're holding a show during the times that we know as LA Fashion Week, New York Fashion Week, you know, all those kind of things. Charging designers to make up for the fees that they have to pay in order to produce their show. There's nothing new to this. This is a business. This is how the fashion industry works. Here's where my problem comes into play. You know, most of these marketing groups take a great level into their work. That was a completely wrong phrase. But they take a step to look into everything that they're doing. So all the marketing groups that I get hit up by are people who are overlooking my work. They've already been to my website. They've already been to all my pages. They already know what I've done and what I can do. They're hitting me up because they want me to be a part of their show. There are other marketing groups that advertise on social media that they need designers for their show, and then they kind of evaluate you from there. And then there's another level of those people who really are just taking people money and producing the shows just to make the world go round. You know, I was hit up by a marketing group not too long. I actually get hit up by people a lot. I was hit up by a marketing group and they wanted me to be a part of their show. And I was interested because I thought, hey, this might be a free opportunity to do LA Fashion Week, or this might be a cheaper opportunity to do LA Fashion Week as opposed to what you've done already. So once they sent me their package, I was kind of appalled by the concept because they wanted me to drop $750, right? They weren't going to really give me anything much. They weren't really going to give me agency signed models. They weren't even going to ever, they were going to have a model call and then give me those models. And then they were going to have a one makeup concept. And then, you know, they wanted me to drop $750. And then I look on to their social media and then I have more Instagram followers than they do. And then their content is not even their own. You know what I mean? As opposed to a Instagram page of images of photographers and designers that you've worked with before and collaborated and worked with before for past shows. No, their Instagram is merely images of other people's work, and that's where I draw the line when I am looking into someone creatively for a collaboration, is what they choose to post on social media. So once I saw that, I was like, no, I'm not interested in that. I'm going to move on to something else. So back to the first part where somebody needs to drop that money on the clothing construction class is seeing designers out there that are discovering this circle of fashion and taking abuse to it and not really taking the time to hone or work on the craft of fashion and clothing construction. You know, I've known a lot of people who've taken that step and it's like, yes, I'm gonna be a designer. No, I don't know how to sew that well, but I can make it work. And then they're falling short when it gets, you know, you have to, at one point, you're really gonna wanna learn how to do something, learn how to sew, learn how to put clothes together, learn something. I'm never going to tell anyone to jump anything blindly. If you're trying to get into fashion, learn something. Learn how to sew, learn how to pattern draft, learn how to illustrate, learn how to market. You learn that. Don't take it upon yourself to just have osmosis bring that into your brain. Pick up a book, take a class, mentorship, internship, something, you know what I mean? And I feel like a lot of people don't do that, and they run into the situation where they realize they can just pay for shows and be a part of them. So then there's the outside world of that that says, oh my God, yeah, girl, you're doing LA Fashion Week, blah, that's popping. Oh, you're doing New York Fashion Week, girl, that's amazing, that's popping. When surely all they really did was just pay the coin. Because certain marketing groups really don't care, girl. All they want you to do really is pay the coin. And that's one of the things that really made me step back from doing fashion shows, when I realized that, girl, all they want is the coin. They give a fuck about what you show and what you do. So I'm like, you know, I'm so over that. And I'm so over that concept. So that's where that post comes from. It's just like, girl, if you're going to drop that $750 to do LA Fashion Week, at least drop the $750 on the clothing construction class and make sure you can produce a collection that looks decent on that level. Because believe me, honey, the higher you get in the industry, the more cutthroat people get to you, okay? Because the girls are supporting everything that you're doing, because I love it. I love seeing these new designers come up. But I hate it when I see that they don't, when I can physically see that they're not taking the time to work on their craft. It's kind of saddening. So, yeah, that's my feeling on that. Still shady, though. Yeah, those are all my shady posts for the week. Hey guys, I just wanted to know, are we constantly being manipulated by the media? The news, TV, and everything that comes out, are they showing us specific things in order to force us to feel a certain type of way? I'm just saying, because I've noticed that there are a lot of things that will end up on CNN and the news that I feel aren't really that important, as opposed to other things that's going on. It's just me. You know, I'm seeing this R. Kelly scandal and I'm like, wow, you know, I really don't know how to feel about everything that's going on in the media right now. It's like I'm choosing to be neutral about the situation, because I'm okay with hearing information coming from one place and hearing information coming from another place and seeing neither one as a truth or a lie. But that's just me.